Isaiah 26:20 was an encouragement during a critical time, a time where everybody was at home, not working. Many people were praying, other people were just thinking and meditating and watching TV or the internet. And I shared Isaiah 26:20 with lots of friends and acquaintances, and it was quite an encouragement to them. The verse said, "Go home, O man, O woman, O child, O my people, go home, close the door behind you, and stay home, and wait until the wrath, until the disease, until the bad moment is gone and is passed away." So that was an actual verse in the Bible that encouraged us to do what it should be done. So people were going out only to do the shopping or once a week or so, or to go to the chemist, to the pharmacy, or some urgent things to do. Fortunately, in many countries, it was allowed to walk around the block, around 200 yards, 200 meters maximum from your house, so you could have some air, some sun. And fortunately, it was never prohibited to leave your home for just a few meters, few yards off your house, so you can have some air once a day. And I obeyed, as everybody did obey, except with some small exceptions. And now March and April is behind our back, even May is behind our back, and here we are in June 2020, and we are free again. But we are all looking forward to November, December, January. What will the future hold for us? Is there going to be something that we can take in our body, an injection or something that will give us total freedom from this disease, or no? We shall see. We have to pray and we shall see. I have been silent for quite a while. In 2015 and 2016, I produced many videos regarding the Zachariah Christian Gnosticism and this new thought, which is my own personal thought, not to be shared with other people with the objective of convincing them, but just sharing, just to say what my thought is. And 2018 and 19, I produced very few videos because I was in meditation, in prayer, and mainly in grief. Both my parents passed away, my father and my mother, and my grief was for them, especially my mother. I lived with her almost all my life, except for the years in the university in Rome. But even then, I used to go twice a year to visit my family. So most of my life was with my mother. And she has passed away now since more than 3 years. More than 3 years, yes. 3 years and 3 months. I know very well that the grief and the sadness must be shorter. During my almost 20 years in the mission, in the foundation I have opened, ACAP, which is Associazione Cristiana Aiuto Pratico, Christian Association for Practical Help, I met a lot of people, tens of thousands of types of people of every kind, color and nationality and ethnicity. And of course I have met many people in grief, some of them for the deaths of their mother It was just 1 week, and then they forgot. Some other people 3 days and they forgot. Some people not even 1 day. People who had a bad relation with the mother and they left the country and they went abroad. Then some people 6 months. Some people a couple of years. But the period, the time doesn't really matter. What difference does it make if it is 1 week or 3 years and 3 months, like myself? Doesn't make any difference. The time is just an abstract. We are all different one from the other. We are all the summation, the sum of many thoughts, feelings, actions, memories, sensations. We are sons and daughters of our history, of what we studied, of what we did, who we met, what we saw, what we heard. So all these things, they form an algorithm. They form a very complex formula and personalistic genome, which is yourself, myself. So we are all different one from the other. You cannot say, ah, this is strange, you must have some sort of pathology. No, we are all different. And I think my grief will leave me the day I will leave this earth. This is each one of us is different. So some people maybe they get distracted by their sons and daughters, and after a very short little time, they forget about the death of their mother. The mother is always the mother, and the father is different. When your father dies, you are very, very sad, 99% sad and in grief. But when your mother dies, it's the 1% extra because of the womb, because of the fact you lived inside her body. There is this symbiotic relation, which is part of, physically part of yourself. Of course, that the father is also part of yourself, because without the father, you can't be in this planet. But we all know what I mean. And the most sensitive people are the ones not only who are religious of any religion, but the ones who are also mystic, who go to the planet of mysticism, to the world of mysticism. They are people who open their horizons, their eyes. They are people that they don't limit themselves anymore to one type or one sort of religion, but they open their eyes towards the globality of spirituality. They, as we say in Italian, volo alto, volano alto. They fly high, like a bird's eye, like an eagle. When you are an eagle, you are very, very high in the sky, and you can see below what's below. Religious people are not high in the sky flying. They are down on earth. They are closed. They are closed with their own community, their own religion. Even if he or she is a leader of 2, 3 billion with a B people, let's say you are a leader of a religion with 3 billion people, which doesn't exist. Maximum is 1.5, 2. But let's say you are a very big leader. You are on earth. You are looking at the people of your congregation all the time. All the time looking at them, all the time looking at them, this and that, and this and that, and the other, and what they are doing, what they are doing. And then you also look at the other religions, of course, but only in the optic of not being invaded by them. Every leader and every person will look at the other religions, but not as an investigation of what they are thinking, with the object that maybe I can also think part of what they are thinking. No. It's always looking at the garden of your neighbor so you can protect yourself, or so you can copy something for your own benefit, for the benefit of the hierarchy of more power, of more witnessing, between hyphens, witnessing. your religion, whatever color it is. So mystic people are the more unlucky when they come to things concerning sadness and grief. And this was my weak point in the mission, because I have met so many people who have died natural deaths, of course, and some of them with accidents, some of them heart attacks, strokes, etc. Many, even young people, old people, all ages. And they hit mostly people who are mystic. If you add also to that the Gnostic, so a Gnostic mystic, Gnostic, G-N-O, not A-G-N-O, G-N-O, it starts with the G, G-N-O-stics, Gnostics, then the formula is full. So you are full of all, because you don't doubt anymore. You know it is that way, and you know it is that way to the point that you are not interested in sharing it with other people. Because the minute you share anything with other people, you're not sure that it is the truth. Once you stop sharing it with other people, and you will say, "Oh, for Zakaria, why are you sharing it now with us on the YouTube or on the iPod? Why?" Well, the answer is, it's not sharing to convince or to convert. It's just sharing so I can do some gymnasium to my tongue, so I can keep my tongue talking in Italian, in English, and in other languages. So it's only for the benefit of physical interest, to keep my tongue able to talk, my mind able to produce sentences. So it's not talking with the aim to convert people. I'm not interested in that, because I'm a Gnostic. I know what is the truth. The moment you know what is the truth, you stop sharing it with other people. Because among the truth, I believe, is that there is an universal salvation, which means that we are all saved, whether we like it or not. You will say, saved from what? Saved from being broke? You will immediately think about money, you know. No, it's not saved of being broke, saved from being broke. It's saved once we die, that our soul will have a blissful ending. We will be with God anyway, whether we like it or not. Because there is going to be a divina indemnitatis. I have produced a video maybe last year or 2 years ago about the divine indemnity. We will be indemnified by God, because he created us without our consent. He gave us free will without our consent, and the free will inevitably produced the fall. You know, we all have fallen, and are all humanity is fallen and is way far from the glory of God. So because he gave us this free will, without any doubt, it produced that we had to fall, we had to commit sins. So he gave us these things without our consent, and we just found ourselves catapulted into this being, into this life. And this is what the mystic does. He thinks all the time. Not everybody thinks, but then they go back to work. They go back to their family. The mystic is like a hermit, an urban hermit. Even if he lives in the middle of the city, he's just thinking 24 hours a day, even while during the sleep. Why are we in this world? Why have we been brought into this dimension? So we will be indemnified by God, divina indemnitatis. And this brings eternal salvation. Of course, who believes in the Lord Jesus will be saved immediately. Chi crede in me ha vita eterna. He who believes in me has eternal life. Even if he dies, he will have eternal life. So it will be immediate eternal life, who believes in Jesus. Who doesn't believe in Jesus will go to hell, but it will be a hell without flames and it will be limited in time, because the love of God is so wide, so long, so deep, so high. It is unimaginable, as Apostle Paul said. Unimaginable to the point that he will not permit the existence of flames, except in the oven of your kitchen, or seditious people burning buildings, furnaces. So except in those situations, after our death, there are no flames. There will be just a place that God will isolate us, and you will not be in contact with anybody. You will not see any of your friends or relatives. You will be just isolated in a place, and you will be seeing him all the time, and he will be seeing you, and you will be in contact with him, isolated. Not in heaven, you will be in this isolated place. I'm making this up. I'm a mystic, I'm a Gnostic, and I don't care if people believe it or not. You just go your way, I'll go my way. So it will be brief. It will be without flames, and it will be a brief time. Maybe just a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, maybe a few months, maybe a few years. I think it will be just a few minutes, because if you know, just 1 second of you knowing that you were wrong in the presence of the infinitely powerful God, you will see all the dimensions, all what he has done. Just 1 second of that can kill you by astonishment. So imagine if he gives you 2-3 minutes, you will have all your life in front of your eyes, all the opportunities you had to believe in Jesus and you refused. So, and then after this short time, short because his power is infinite, his love is infinite, he will take you up in his presence. I don't know if up or left or right or down, but he will take you in his presence and you will be in his presence. We don't know what his presence will be. Even me as a mystic, I don't know. I just know I will be in a blissful place with him. It will be perfect. As the Bible tells us, there will be no tears in our eyes. And we will be happy and forever and ever with him. The Bible contains the Word of God, but it only contains. It's not completely the Word of God. Like every other piece of writing, like for example my articles, they contain things which are inspired by God, things which are from my own mind. As Paul said, I say it from my own mind, not from the side of God. And it contains also parts from beneath. So there are parts from above, from God, parts from our own flesh, and parts from below. So not only my own writings, but every holy scripture, or every good book in the world, any good book in the world, contains these three elements, including the Holy Bible. So the Holy Bible contains the Word of God, yes, but with the terms I said before. Glory and power to the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.